using the limited fossil record and apparent lack of evidence to deny the existence of bees 200 million years ago is faulty. The reasons put forth in your textbook do not adequately explain what we currently know about the history of the bee. For instance, 200 million years ago, the Earth did not have rosin-producing trees to trap insects and make fossils. Other methods for fossil creation involve a dead organism being covered by layers and layers of sediment. The conditions for this type of fossil creation are particularly fickle, and many organisms escape leaving a fossil record. This can completely explain why we don't have records of bees 200 million years ago. While it is true that bees are pollen-dependent, it is also true that bees can find other sources of food besides flowering plants. It has been widely observed that bees are attracted to trees that excrete honeydew, a sugary excretion from plant sap. This honeydew can be found in certain types of coniferous trees, including pine trees and certain types of oak. This behavior would suggest that bees don't completely rely on flowering plants for nutrition and energy. Finally, let's take a look at the purported differences in beehive structure found in modern-day and ancient beehives. Chemical analyses of these fossilized beehives have revealed that the modern and ancient beehives are in products of the same species. Although beehives have undergone modifications over millennia, this has followed the evolution and adaptation seen in ancient and modern bees.